and then just leave me until I get satisfaction.
Damn. As we were set up, I was listening to like our party mix on like Sirius XM. Uh-huh. Because I'm still paying for Sirius XM, even though I canceled my subscription. They already hit me with the $5. Hey, I'm gonna keep it for $5. And no, I don't, because I already thought I didn't have it for the month, so I didn't use it. So right, if I've gone without it already, then no. So you got me with my $10 now, but I have a calendar alert to cancel.
I love Sirius.
I know, it's so much fun. I do love Sirius. Ugh.
While they were playing Whitney on, they were playing I'm Every Woman on Saturday when I was taking Aiden to his campaign. And Aiden was like, what is this? And I was like, I'm going to have you walk. He was like, this is garbage. I was like, you youth don't know shit. Don't know nothing. And maybe that's on me. Maybe that's on me.
No, because I remember when you would drive home from work on your way to pick him up at daycare, you would be playing good music. I remember. But he was a hater music back then. He was a hater back then.
He was a hater back then, right?
Yeah. So,
I don't know what this show, I don't know. I don't know. He's like, I need my own Spotify because your Spotify has, I don't like the music it plays. And you always keep telling me not to screw up your algorithm. Okay, want to go listen to Pandora and leave me.
Yeah, I pay for my Spotify and I'm like, hey, you want to be on my Spotify? He's like, no. I'm like, well, I guess my own personal Spotify for me. I love it.
For you. Right, right.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening to, Pop Goes Punk. That's the, we were talking about it at work. About all the, and I was like, I love Pop Goes Punk. And they were playing Forever Young this morning. And I was like, I love the Pop Goes Punk version of that. And that's what I played. So I think this week is going to be a Pop Goes Punk week.
This week, I'm doing my Beyonce shoot. So it's all going to be like Beyonce getting in like the Beyonce headspace, black woman, bad bitch vibe. You know, doing that whole thing.
I feel you. I feel you on that.
I will be in Atlanta next week. So, you know, gotta mentally prepare for that. I did mentally prepare for that. This is not an ad. They haven't sponsored us yet. Nobody sponsors us. I'm trying to get Zenny to sponsor us because I love my glasses. I'm trying. Maybe this is the week I'll actually clip it and put it in there.
Yeah, you need. I don't think I used any though, so I don't know. I think I used Firmo.
It's fine. I use Zenny.
You use Zenny.
I use Zenny.
I mean, I too will use Zenny if Zenny will send me free eyewear.
Like, I already have one in the cart.
I'm going to ever got the best discount. How many glasses do you need, ma'am?
Oh, I have, these are my 50s, I need my 80s, and then I'm done. My 80s are so cute, they're in the cart, but it's over $100. Because I also want, like, the anti-fog stuff.
Yes.
So, yes. The add-ons, you know, are like, boop, 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 boop. So,
the add-ons do, but they're better than paying $400 a pair. So
you're absolutely You're what absolutely I can get. Right. Oh, I'm definitely
you look
getting
very cute
my
today.
I'm definitely getting my 80s before the summer's here because I refuse to like. You want me to be crying in June? If I can make it in June, you see.
I thought y'all were coming in July. Y'all sisters need to figure out what. What y'all want to do?
Anyway.
Because Phoebe says she can only do one trip and she was going to stay longer in July.
Oh, that was not discussed with me at all. This is the first I'm hearing about that.
We got to figure it out. Figure it out. Well, you can't, I guess you can't come in July because, you know, you don't like to say it. Me. I think I did a really good impression. I think I did.
Anyway, so what have you been enjoying this week? What's on your, matter of fact, hold on, because, you know, we've been chit-chatting, it's about 6 minutes in. Hey, everybody. Oh no, I'm in a party. I'm drinking wine. That's why.
Oh, I didn't drink wine because I'm going to medicate myself up after this podcast.
I will say, since my doctor doubled up my dosage, I've been feeling a lot more focused
That's
and
good. I'm
more
happy to hear that.
yeah, but what's not keeping me focused is the tizzy, because that's always gonna come first. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Black Girl Charmed, a Charmed rewatch podcast with, you guessed it, Black girls. I am your co-host Ray, who is migraine free for the first time in like weeks. Thank you, Zennies. Thank you, Meds. Joined by my co-host.
Be ever exhausted now. I am girl bossing and I'm so tired. And the next person who tells me, well, this is what you manifest, is gonna get punched in the throat.
I guess I'll shut the fuck up. What's on your
Okay.
report?
Nothing. I am so tired. Oh, I am out of everything. I started watching The Gentlemen last night. Mel does not like it, but it is the first time in a very long time that I am in like super engaged in a show outside of like my procedurals.
Yeah.
I'm really super engaged into this.
Yay, I'll watch that with you as long as it's not something that's on our list, because there are things that we have to watch. I can't watch it by myself or else I will be in trouble. But yeah, I'll double check. And if it's something that's allowed, we'll do it together.
Oh, I am reading The Kingdom. It was a book talk recommendation for Black girls who like kink, and I am struggling. Oh God, I'm struggling. I never finished the Republican thingy because it was weird, and I had my limits, and I got there.
Bring my room.
It was so like, it's almost like a Black version of Anastasia Gray. Is that her name? Anastasia?
Anastasia's, well, yes, Anastasia Steele then becomes gray.
Okay, yeah. Where she like talks to herself and she's jumped head over heels for this Black kink writer, and they've had sex multiple times, and now she's like, well, what are we? We never had this conversation. You don't take me out on a date. All you want to do is fuck. I'm like, oh my God, you're embarrassing us. And I know it's a book, but you read those books and you like cringe. That's what that one is. Yes.
Oh
I am, did I tell you, I am now in two campaigns for Dungeons and Dragons and was invited to a third. It's really weird though, because it requires me to be sociable.
no.
And so by Saturday night, I'm burnt out. So I don't know if I'm going to pick up a third campaign because I'm tired of talking to people.
That's fair. That's
Right,
absolutely
right.
fair.
But other than that, and work, lots of work.
Oh God, I know how that goes. I've been planning this shoot for like forever, for like the past month. It's finally almost here. The
How are you
post
feeling,
office keeps
honey?
playing with me
Ooh.
because they attempted delivery today, but
They
nobody
knew
knocked on
shit.
my door. They couldn't get in downstairs, and that's, which is weird because you're the post office or whatever. They couldn't get in downstairs, so I will be going to the post office probably Wednesday because they'll reattempt delivery tomorrow. But outside of like the post office being the post office, I'm really excited. I got a lot of like, it's Women's History Month, so I wanted to get a lot of women-owned brands, or like women will
I
shop at
saw
like
that.
women-owned stores, and they're trying to bury y'all. They're trying to bury the lead, but I found a lot of brands, and I can't wait for them to see their work and my work. So yeah.
I'm so happy for you. This seems exciting. And you have like such energy, and you haven't had energy in such a long time. And I'm on the flip side, and I just.
Yeah, I have like props all over the place. There's like something behind the laptop. It's like two things behind the laptop. I have props from an old shoot that's like sticking out. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm back into like photography. Oh my God. But you wouldn't believe it because my watch list is very like expensive this week.
You have a heavy watch list.
Yes, I'm
Always.
doing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Of course, I'm also doing The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. I'm finally watching Why Women Kill.
Finally, years later. I think I watched that in co like during COVID time.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube back then. And I don't know, it was just like
True. Okay.
I need something to watch and I can't watch with him. So let me
Understood.
find something that I can watch. And I was like, you know, it's
Couldn't
time.
get through season two, but season one is definitely a standout.
Yeah, I think I'm like in episode 8 of season 1.
Okay.
Such a good show.
It's
And
a good show.
Walter Faith, not Mary Margaret. Snow.
Yes.
Yeah, Snow was such a
That's what
good
it should always
actress.
be.
She's such a good
I love
actress.
her. I love her. So you ready to get into this beautiful
Bean
episode?
footage. Yeah.
I was gonna say bean footage, but I always say bean footage, and then my brain shorted out.
No, it's cool. So I had like a weird, I was like, it's weird because I'm also watching Parenthood that has,
Again?
yeah, no, it's like I'm rewatching it, the whole series. And I
So you're
haven't
watching it
done,
again?
yes.
Oh.
But not, yeah, since it went off the air, not like since whatever. And the husband, Snow's husband from Why Women Kill is in Parenthood.
Okay.
And his wife on Parenthood is homegirl from Will Trent, like finally got back into because I took a break after Cricket. I took a couple weeks off after
It
Cricket.
goes right back, like, poor Will. Poor
Yeah.
Will.
So it's like, oh, Parenthood, y'all have never left me. Yay. I still have y'all.
Oh.
We are on season 3, episode 20, Exit Strategy. The original air date is May 3rd, 2001. The writers this week are Daniel Cerone. He wrote the teleplay, aka the TV script, and was the executive story editor for the entire third season. A couple of
Okay,
episodes, oh, a
it's his
couple
fault.
of episodes in season 4 and 6, and he's written on The Mentalist, Dexter, and The Blacklist. So, you
Okay.
know. He's been near and dear to you all this time, and you didn't even know it. The other writer credited on the
The other
episode
writer.
is Peter Hugh. Full credits in Sleuthing with the Enemy. That's episode 8 of the season. He created the plot lines and the dialogue. So if you want to know what the difference is,
Tiffany,
Joel J
Tiffany.
is back. His full credits are in season 2, episode 19, Ex Libris. The guest stars this week is Amy Moon as Lisa, 14 credits, including Underworld, The Shield, and MTV's Undressed. Raynar and Tarkin are back. Their full credits are in the last episode. Rachel, Luttrell as Janna, 37 acting credits, including Arrow, Zombieland, Double Tap, and the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. So she's still been working. Yes, my Black Queen, get them checks. Get them checks. Hey, it's Women's History Month. I'm always going to shout out a woman, especially a woman of color.
I'm about to say, because you ain't shout out the first witch.
But her credits included Underworld, The Shield, and MTV's Undressed.
Mean,
So.
but when MTV Undressed in high school was amazing to me. I was so
Oh,
upset when they did it. I used to watch every season. I loved it. I wonder if I could watch that on like Hulu or something.
All right, let's get into this.
Hold on, I'm not even done yet.
I have stuff to say. I know.
I'm not done yet. Okay, so this episode marks a personal, trivia. This episode marks a personal power balance between all the sisters. All three sisters have two powers. Prue has telekinesis and astral projection. Phoebe has premonition and levitation. And Piper has molecular immobilization and combustion. This is the first and last time the sisters will bless a soul. I don't know why they stopped doing this. This is actually really beautiful, minus the cold part. But we'll get into that. It's revealed that Leah was born in 1924, making him 77 at the time. This is the last time Prue and Cole interact with each other on screen. And I don't know, this is really cute to me. I don't know why I added it, but the French title was Le Retour de Balthazar, The Return of Balthazar. And the Portuguese title was Poder Explosivo, Explosive Power.
I'm such a child.
Yep. There is no music this episode.
No.
The IMDb synopsis is Phoebe is worried when her love, Cole, stays undercover in a demon brotherhood, but the danger turns dire when Cole's old mentor plots to bring out his evil side and turn his massive powers against the trauma. The DVD synopsis is when Cole is framed for the killing of a witch the sisters try to protect, he finds it harder to contain his dark side, while Phoebe can no longer control his power. Sorry, her powers. Why would it say Phoebe? It's supposed to be Piper. Yeah, the DVD fucked up.
Does it really?
Yes, that's because I wouldn't even retype it. I just copy it from the photo. And it literally says Phoebe can no longer control her powers.
Her vagina.
You're right. Maybe that's the powers they're talking about. But anyway, the Blackfold Charm synopsis is Phoebe is frustrated because Cole has a conference with her in a week. Crew picks her up in the mausoleum to get her to get some rest. Meanwhile, Piper resorts to fraud to have a normal honeymoon. Rainer. I don't know why that tickled me. Rainer is holding on to Cole to try to rid him of his love infection, frames him for the killing of a witch the sisters trying to protect. Meanwhile, at the post office, Piper becomes overwhelmed, causing her to trigger the powers of molecular combustion. Knowing how to break Phoebe and Cole up, Rainer uses Cole's father's soul to blackmail him, resulting in Cole's unaliving of an innocent and ending his relationship. All right.
Wah, wah, wah. We're going to do plot A first to get it out of the way.
What's plot A?
Because
what's plot A
is going to be? We should do we should have music. Wait a minute. So plot A is going to be Piper and Leo. You ready?
Okay.
I figured we get it out the way. I figured we get it out the way.
The brokies. They're broke and they committing fraud. The scammers.
I think you had way more than just one glass. Are you supposed to be mixing alcohol with your migraine medication?
I have not taken my medication for the night. So, touche.
She's on something, guys. She's on something. I don't know.
Not right now, I'm not. Just some delicious jam jar.
I'm too sober for you. So they're supposed to be planning or going to have their honeymoon in Paris. And the very first thing I thought was,
who paid for this?
Y'all don't have no money. Right. Like, are y'all stealing? What are y'all doing? Y'all selling some of grandma's charms?
What's happening? I know exactly what happened. I know exactly. She used magic. Because remember all that spending and whatnot she did like 2 weeks ago in San Francisco?
She sold all that off?
Not only just that, she did some magic to undo the spending she did. And she was just like, you know, it wasn't me, Piper, who did the spending.
So she's just putting it right back on her card.
Yeah, she couldn't keep the money. But that's how the magic worked itself out. Like, she couldn't keep all the money from it. She went back to zero. So this is how she's going to get
it. I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Because that's the only way that makes sense. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense.
I guess. And then in their conversation in the kitchen, she's going to change the dates on his birth certificate. But don't they verify all that information to make sure you are who you say you are?
Not according to the
evidence. Or is this because it's before 2011? I was going to say, it's also before.
9/11?
Right. Back in those days, they were a little fast and furious.
You're right. Definitely left the country without a passport before 9/11. And then.
Right?
Yeah. And then.
And then she brings up Dan.
And Leo. Oh, do I remember him? Yeah. He tried to steal you away from me. Y'all weren't together.
And she went willingly. She was getting frequent back shots and then cereal. Well, that doesn't matter. What do you mean?
And then cereal and jewelry. What more could a woman want?
We were wrong. We were wronged.
Somebody in our TikTok comments was just like, for somebody who wanted the normal life so badly, why would she be with Leo? And girl,
we are asking the same exact question week. And I was having an epiphany as I was making my second chai of the day that the editors really, like, they shoved it down our throat that she was supposed to be the sister with the normal life. And I love the fact that us as a whole have just rejected it, because you can't on one hand say, I deserve to have a normal life and do every single thing against having a normal life.
And
that's all I have to say on plot A.
What I will also say about plot A, it is also drives the point home that this man is not a good white lighter. He is despicable at his job, and I just don't understand.
But you know what? All of them suck. And we will get into that. We get to the main plot. But all of them suck.
Because how don't you know this by now? How don't you know?
All of them suck. All of them suck.
Piper is just downright frustrating in this episode. And I don't recognize who this character is. You're whiny about, oh, if it's just taking him this long to hear back from the elders, my powers must really be wonky. Oh, something's wrong with me. They're punishing me. Here's my long list of, like, offenses. Well, what have you done? You haven't done anything wrong. And for the most part,
yeah. Sorry.
You haven't done anything wrong to be punished, and you've even, for the most part, converted Balthazar to the good guys. So you're good. What are you complaining about?
I mean, I feel in that sense, it's almost not necessarily imposter syndrome, but she was so scared that they were going to take Leo away from her and ruin her life. I don't know why you would care, but now that it's happening and everything is okay, she always has that lingering, am I doing something wrong? But it's Leo, and I just don't have any sympathy.
I just can't see myself allowing my sister to marry a man if she don't, like, not even marry a man, but stay in a marriage. Like, girl, you tried to kill him before y'all got married. So that should have been a sign. And you have had nothing but, all you have been is an anxiety-ridden mess since you've gotten married. Like, if getting married was the goal. Getting married was to get them off your back. What are you still complaining about? Why are you still not satisfied? Why are you still not happy? Why are you finding fault where there is none? And it's because if your relationship is really good and really solid and what it was supposed to be, you wouldn't be this conflicted. But you know, deep down in your heart, Leo's not who you're supposed to be with. But I can't say that.
No. So you want to do plot? You ready for the main plot?
If I was Prue, I was finding this on random peen at P3 and minding my business. We're not even going back to the manor. We're going back to your spot.
The fact that Phoebe sits in the mausoleum waiting for Cole. Get a job, sis. Do something with your...
You just got your degree. You just got your degree. What you doing? Hanging out in the mausoleum? Doing nothing?
Like a loser.
She even have an overnight bag or nothing, like some little toiletries to like freshen it up. She was just there with like day three. She didn't have her little her little water, little pint of water, so she could rinse. Come on,
call the bottom pan. You're gonna take that shit. Yeah, absolutely. I will say this episode, as much as I rolled my eyes at a lot of it, I think the writing in this episode, it's reminiscent to like the highs of Charmed. And so for me, this one is always very close to my chest because I feel like the writer, I really like Raynor. I've always loved him
as an actor. He's such a good bad guy. Yeah. So I would like, if this is a good episode, minus
outside of.
Like, if you take the brokies out of it, it's an amazing episode.
Outside of that, and outside of the magical Negro as well, because I saw homegirl. Before we even get there, my friend, I beg you. You are a witch. You own a witch shop. You have a talisman that should not be taken off your neck. Why are there no protect? Like, I understand the spell is all right, but you ain't have zero protections in your witch shop.
You see how quickly I wrapped that oil?
You ain't have a prayer to say, nothing. Then you getting yoked up by this demon, and your white lighter is nowhere to be found. Nowhere. This motherfucker don't like it.
He is at the post office committing fraud. You forgot?
I assumed that she had another white lighter because it ain't no way y'all gave him more charges.
Remember, that's why his powers go... that's why her powers go crazy, because he gets the jingle jangle, and she like...
He gets the jingle.
And it blows up.
Okay, alright. So,
and he ordered from there.
But in this instance, my issue isn't with Leo.
We always gonna find a way to blame the victim. One thing about us, we all blame a victim.
But you know why I'm blaming the victim? And I'm explaining this to you. I'm gonna explain this to you right here and now why I'm blaming the victim. And I'm not blaming the victim when she got yoked up the first time, right? Because who's expecting my big daddy Balthazar to come and yoke your neck up, right? Like, I wasn't expecting that. I too might have waited to see if he would yoke me up again, but that's because I have a kick. This bitch is cowering in the fucking corner. Bitch, what? Get up. Leave. Where is your bag?
Get up. Stand up.
The fact that Raynor showed up and she was like cowering in the corner irked me, because he should have shown up and be like, oh, wait, this bitch, I smell her. I smell the patchouli.
What's funny? It's not funny, haha. It's funny. Aww. Because Raynor said, who's Balthazar? The demon who's gonna be responsible for your death. And you saw it like, but I'm not dead.
Oh shit.
should not be funny.
I am sorry. That man.
Just like that girl got killed
from a human being. What you gonna say something wild, reckless right now? Ray.
I'm remembering our episode about bisexual lighting and how we blamed her then.
I just don't understand. I don't understand though. If you can't eat top right, this man was a monster. He is red with with like black stripes, looking like a big ass tiger.
She was stunned.
She's big ass evil.
Not this inside out tiger. No. She was
Ray.
What do you mean? She was
and then
nervous.
She was ablaze. And then she went ablaze. Okay.
So she goes boom boom bye bye. Boom bye bye. This episode is cuckoo bananas and I love it. This is what happens when you girl boss and you go away from me for a week. I have all this energy.
I'm sorry. You couldn't talk to me. I ain't sleep until like I would have to be up at like 6:30 and I would fall asleep at 2 o'clock and then I'd get cold and I'd get hot. It was horrible. It was bad. It was so bad.
But all right.
I hated this.
She goes up in flames. Prue and Phoebe walk in. And Prue's
late
like,
again.
Prue's just like, I don't
the
know.
What is the track record here?
As of late, I don't know. Prue's just like, I'm not saying he did it. I'm definitely not saying he did it. But somebody set her on fire. I don't know who did it. I'm not saying it's him. But somebody set this bitch on fire. And Phoebe's just like, and you think it's cold, right? Right, you raggedy ass bitch. You want any chance to bring him down.
I would have slapped her. I said this in season one. I said it when we had the flashbacks with Grams. Why Elaine put paws on this bitch? All she needed was one good bitch, shut the fuck up. That's all she needed. All she needed was one of them. All she needed was one of them. Because, bitch, I just said, I'm not saying it's him. This smells like burnt flesh and suspicion.
What do you... There is a charred outline and a partially charred curtain to my left, bruh.
You don't smell that? Your man just said he had an assignment. Like...
We can still smell her hair. And you like, what are you talking about? I never want to be so digmatized. I'm this stupid.
You know, I would like to know what it feels like.
Maybe a little bit of delusion will make me happier. I don't know.
Right, just a little delulu. And let's talk about my girl, Jana. Can we please? I don't want to talk about Phoebe and her delusions no more. Because it's going to get worse. Because it's going to get worse.
Either way, I got smoke for Phoebe on both. I got smoke for all these girls when it comes to Jana. Because
that's why I was like, let's just hold your smoke when it comes to Jana. Because first of all, right, the fact that they are shocked and wowed about the fact that Jana knows like all of these tricks and herbs in the kitchen. Didn't y'all asses get sent back in time? And y'all great grandmama told y'all what the fuck y'all supposed to be doing and y'all still wasn't doing it? Y'all, not even a year later, y'all still wasn't doing what y'all meemaw said to do back in the day? Why are we always the magical Negro? What are you doing, Squidward?
Oh, you were spinning a hot fire, so I was doing the page dance fans do it.
I don't... I was like, what is she doing?
It was just like, talk your shit, bitch. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just talk your shit.
It is so wild to me. And then she's like, oh my God, you guys are the charm boys. They don't even know how to make a fucking potion. If I was Jenna, I'd be like, these corny ass bitches don't even know what the fuck a billing drew is. Come get me, sis. They are going to get me murdered. And that'd be my last text because I don't even survive 45 minutes later. I'd have been dead.
It reminds me of that Supernatural episode where they also come up against a magical Negro, but he's reading them for filth and being like, you think you know something because you know something? You don't know nothing. You know nothing about what we do here. All right? Asking me what Goofa Dust is. I thought you knew everything. I thought because you a hunter and you John Winchester's boy, you know everything. You don't know nothing. And I wish that Jana had that same energy.
And I
energy.
Think that's why I liked the singular black man. Right, the singular black man in Supernatural, because he was not the... From what I remember, because I feel like we're going to do the rewatch and it's going to destroy Supernatural for me. But from what I remember,
it's still white, man. It's really not that hard to think that we're going to be disappointed.
You could have just stopped that, man.
We've been saying this since season one. It's disrespectful to us who have been born and raised in this. You walk in backwards if you're coming in after 11. You have to have water by your door. You have to have Florida water. You have to have sage. You have to have, like, we are taught this our entire lives. And we don't have people knocking down our door trying to, like, send us to the underworld. Y'all don't ever take the time to research unless there's dick involved. And it's disgusting.
We give them grace because Grams didn't want them part of that world. However, since me and Melinda, y'all should have known better. Like, I just knew. When she told them, like, oh, you don't know what Billings Root is? I was like, oh, she not making it out this episode. Let me not get attached. She's gonna die. You know how they had the battle and the girls were able to stop Cole because Cole ain't really want to kill Phoebe. I would have probably taken out Piper, though, just because of her incessant whining. I would have taken out her sister. Be like, oh, it was a mistake. It was a fireball that got astray. I don't know what I should have done. Blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when she put the salve on Phoebe, she was like, oh my God, this is so soothing. I don't feel anything. But Belinda and team showed y'all how to do that at the beginning. Y'all deserve everything y'all get. Y'all deserve everything you get.
They do. They absolutely, positively do. Because they don't retain anything at all. All they do...
They don't retain dicks. They don't even retain any men.
I just feel that Piper had too much bass in her voice. What'd you do to Leo? Fuck him. I don't give a fuck. First off,
Cole looked like a crackhead. That man is tweaking the fuck out. No way he gives a fuck about Leo. And he looking at her like, do you not see me? Do you not see me struggling? I don't give a fuck about this.
Cole was definitely just like...
about him when I'm good. Definitely don't give a fuck about him now.
Cole, say, like, please help me. Please, God, put me out my misery. Make me mortal. Strip my power or something. I can't do this no more. Please, please, God.
Can we? All right. So let's. Okay. And this is this. We as viewers are aware.
Mm-hmm.
That Raina has this man's father's soul.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the white ladders not know that this soul has gone missing, that this soul never made it? Later.
Every week, we discuss a different documentary where Leo's, and look at it, it's Leo's. Leo don't do his job on the show in Leo's. Don't do their job in real life. Why would you think the elders...
That's rude.
Why would you think the elders would even know about that? Why?
I don't know.
My sister in Christ. I'm touching your hand in spirit. You know that. You know better.
I just... This man is struggling. He is trying so hard to not kill this motherfucker. Like, he don't give a fuck about Jenna. All he wants is his BB, and he will be happy. That's it. He's like, if she don't take me as Balthazar, I'm going to be good, because that's what she want from me. And so Jenna ends up, guys, as you know, when she was introduced to us, she don't make it out this episode. At all.
I'm going to be real with you. If that's how the amulet protects me, I'm better off dead. I'm better off.
Well, when Rhaenyra blasts her and she gets knocked out, the amulet falls out her hand, so it couldn't protect her.
No,
and
then Rhaenyra was like,
don't forget, I got your daddy.
No, I knew exactly what I was talking about, because she uses the amulet to protect her. And instead of it, like, really protecting her, it still throws her across the room. If that's how you protect me, don't protect me.
She ain't dead.
Yes, but now I am confessed, and I have a broken wrist.
So while all this is happening, Rhaenyra is... Just gonna keep going. Rhaenyra is consistently like golden cold. Like, I got your daddy in my back pocket. Fuck you, motherfucker. I got your daddy. What you gonna do about bitch?
I got your daddy.
You gotta kill me. Get your daddy back. She right there. Right? So Balthazar ends up taking over. And while all this is happening, Phoebe's bitch, she is peeking through the attic. She ain't, well, I mean, poor Prue. She knocked the fuck.
But I made this bypass is at this point Rhaenyra and Tarkin are doing, they're going on the offense. Rhaenyra is distracting the Chonglas downstairs so Rhaenyra can, you know, vote Cole into killing Janna upstairs. And this is
not Sadio.
No, not even that. This is a preview for two episodes from now, where Piper is screaming, "Phoebe, please! Oh my god!"
And now he's like, "What?" Now Sarah's like, "Why are you bothering me and my man?" She was so annoying.
Screaming for help. Like, Phoebe, my powers are janky. I need you to hire y'all something. Come levitate and kick some ass, please.
Phoebe took her sweet ass time. That was so annoying.
It is as if you were on the... Because, you know, you rich and shit and you got two floors in your house. It's... You call it...
Yes, Aiden,
you on the first floor. And Aiden on the second floor, and he's coming down the stairs like, "Boy, what do you want? What do you want, Mom?"
That's literally a petulant teenager. That's exactly what she is. And Piper goes to freeze or blow up Tarkin or whatever.
She meant to freeze him.
Ends up missing, and the bookshelf crashes up.
She, like, blows up the bookshelf. Poor Fruit.
She ends up defeating Tarkin. Her next blow does land. It doesn't freeze him, but he gets blown up. So, good for you, Piper. Because you're going to
do it. Good for Glenn Coco.
Season 4. So let's go. Okay, so let's go back upstairs, right? So Phoebe's like, "Put this shit, you good? I'm going back to my man."
So she don't see Tarkin. Have you ever watched Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta?
I'm old, girl. A very long time ago. I've only watched it once when it first came out. So I don't remember nothing.
So there's multiple scenes in that movie where either John Travolta or Nicolas Cage are doing face waterfalls, where they just, like, run their hands across somebody's face like this. And you don't see Tarkin face waterfall and Balthazar, Phoebe, while you're looking at him through the crack? You may see that. You may see the face waterfall. You may see him being like, I got your daddy's soul and you can't do anything about it. You may see all that shit. The motherfuckers got the name. I got your daddy's soul and you can't do anything about it.
So I mean, so bye-bye, Jenna. Jenna go poof. And Phoebe's like, how dare you. Now, I'm gonna skip through all that shit because I don't care. I don't give a fuck. So clearly the women are angry at Cole, right? They're upset with Cole because Cole can feel it innocent, and how dare he have felt innocent. But I don't get, right? Because Phoebe goes through this whole spiel on like, you only did this to get to the manor and get into the book and get in the book to get through me, all of this shit. First of all, this man looked like he is cleaning off of a cocaine high. This motherfucker is taking the fuck out. And she goes on this whole ass monologue, right? So before this, I don't think he mentioned this, but Jana helped them create the potion to take away Cole's powers. If you thought that this man was trying to get to you, and he's one of the biggest bag of demons that have ever done it, and he tells you, give me the potion, I don't want these powers anymore. All I want is you. Why would you throw the potions on the floor? Like, if you thought he is genuinely evil, doesn't that mean that he's coming back after y'all guys to kill y'all?
But he can't use the talisman against her. Because remember, evil can't use talisman. The talisman will only work in his favor if she stripped his power. So he wouldn't be invincible. Hello?
He didn't even... The talisman is still on the floor next to Jana.
Hello. Obviously, he would be, like, super badass if he still took the potion and being invincible. He's just regular Degler Balthazar, and we got, like, demon flesh in the freezer. We can make it all shit anyhow.
And the other two were like, yeah, yeah. What Phoebe said. I should.
Piper, her bitch ass. Pipe down. I'll never want to hear you speak. Your man ain't got no hand. Rhaenyra didn't even fully come onto the scene before you were like. He didn't fully even like. He shimmer. He didn't even shimmer before he blew you up.
I would never. I would take my chances without a white lighter. I'm good. I see the good work that you guys are doing up there in the clouds. I'm good. I see the track record.
Rhaenyra wasn't even fully corporeal before he was like, get your bitch ass out of here. And I fucking stand. Because get him the fuck out of here.
I just don't get it. So the next day, Cole is gone. Cole has lost the love of his life. So he's upset. He's cracked out. And the next day, they're finally cleaning up the mess. Piper says while she never really trusted Cole, she does think that there's some good in him. Phoebe's like, there's no good in him. But they decide
Prue's
to be like...
Prue's like, so we all agree that he still was kind of... We good, right? That's what we going with, right? Because I was just doing it for Phoebe. But if you believe it, I believe it. You believe it? All right.
So Phoebe ends up lighting and blessing a candle for the two witches that have fallen, their sister in Christ, their friend, and her lost love. And then they light the candle. And then we get to Cole badass. And this is
she should have did that shit
one
her
of the most...
by herself. Don't do that shit. Don't. No. I'm so serious. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit over here. Take that shit up to your room. Do that shit by yourself. No.
But it was three of them, and like she had three candles. There was I don't know if they just, because I remember like in season one, I could identify some of the stuff that they did. And I can't, because it was like a green candle, a white candle, and a purple candle.
And then?
I don't understand why she didn't do two white candles and a red candle.
Because they probably found whatever was in the attic and was just like, we never really use these
candles.
So
she didn't even put no effort? Wow.
Do they put effort into anything besides penis?
I'm trying to see if there's any notes. But I feel like you would have found it if there was.
Any cultural significance for the flowers? I doubt it. I don't know. It just.
Okay. Okay. So.
So I just feel like.
We.
Janet and the other girl. They're desperate.
We're never going to hear about them again.
Yeah, but they're desperate, so meaningless. And
Lisa deserved it.
No, like, I just feel it's so fucked up that they were just used as pawns or whatever. I don't really feel bad about, like, the whole, like, because obviously every episode needs a sacrificial lamb. But in the grand scheme of things, it was just like, it's so fucked up that these two women die for shits and gigs because they didn't need the amulet for nothing. They did it. They didn't need that. And so,
well, he says, I mean, he uses it to get, to try to get Cole turning back evil. But so I guess in some way, Rhaenar.
That's what I'm saying. They, like, these ladies didn't have to die for anything. It was just like, oh, because we need to break these two people up. That's not fucked up. And then you go, like, lump them together with the person, like, that's partially responsible for my death. Like, you all, like, bless me with the person who killed me. Come on. That's fucked up.
When somebody goes, I forgive you for murdering my child because that's what my child would want me to do. Don't ever do that. If something happened to me and somebody says that shit on IMDb, please, I refute that. I know her. She's haunting that motherfucker right now. Whooping that ass.
Like, that's so it's so insensitive. And this. Like, oh yeah,
we're just Phoebe. It's the charmed ones. That's literally what they do.
I know. And I'm just like, it just runs me the wrong way. Like, these two women, like, do this on your own time. Because let's be honest, the only person really mourning Cole's soul is you. Like, where the fuck is Leo?
Mama?
Where Leo at? That's his charge. That's his fucking charge that died. He and I went down there lighting no candles.
Leo wants to go get a passport. What are you talking about? You know how you charge that?
Your charge is dead. You're like, you know what? I'm going to commit fraud.
It's time for me to go get a passport. So finally, Rhaenar goes out with a bang.
Does he go out with a bang or does he go out with a... Because he got good at
it. He went out with a bang. And I'm going to tell you why. He hands over Cole's father's soul. He hands him his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole is like, you took the love of my life from me. And I'm going to take your life. I've been waiting for this. He stabbed him. Ching, ching. Ching, ching.
Like in prison. It just reminded me of you saying
flashbacks of another time. Because you know you're a gangster.
When my gangster lean, aka gangsters need love too. Volume two.
I give you an inch, you take a mile.
That was the name of the episode like 2 weeks ago. But the source has had Cole's dad's soul this entire time. Because when
just Rhaenar, hold on to that shit.
That's why the good guys ain't know anything about it, because he was like,
you're right.
The source was like, oh, this whole shit, I guess you can have it. I don't know. I forgot I had this shit.
But they wouldn't know who's ascended or not. I guess not. I mean, they don't know anything anyway. So
Leo has been effectively lying about being a white lighter for 60 fucking years. They don't know shit. This motherfucker.
All right. Look at you. You are going to go on a rant.
I was like, this motherfucker had to go upstairs to check with his boss is about a promotion that his wife is doing again anyway. Fucking loser. Anyway, Rhaenar, rest in peace to a bad bitch. Rest in peace to a bad bitch.
Because this is exactly what I wanted. I can feel your heart beating. And I know you enjoy this. And so in that sense, I have done my job. And then he drops to his knees and the flames engulfed him. And if he had cackled, it would have only have added to his it was so great. I love this. Oh, I love the guy who plays Radar. He's such a good actor. And it is with him and Crackhead Cole. Cole was out there. I mean, he had the sunken eyes. He was like, Phoebe, look at me. Look at me. This is not me. I am suffering. Save me. And she was like, I will not save you. Like, what is wrong with
you? Cole is just like, please, please believe me. I'm so tired. I'm weary. My body hurts.
I did this for you. The only reason why I'm even in this predicament is because I went undercover for you.
Because you had to hire out my brother in the alley. You killed my brother in the alley. And here we are.
And here we are. And you not a drop of empathy? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. But this was a really good, this was really outside of the Brokies. This was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, this is fun. Because even though we lost the villain didn't lose.
Right. I feel like this is the first time in a very long time that we've gotten a very complicated and well-written plot.
Yeah. Who did this again? I don't know. It was somebody named Sarone. Sarone. Daniel and Peter. Y'all did y'all did your thing on this. That. You know what? Like Daniel went on to The Mentalist, Dexter, and The Blacklist.
See?
So, yeah, I can see some Dexter and Raynar. Yeah, little puppet ass right here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, outside of the Brokies, this was a very entertaining episode.
Williams.
Because, again, I wish before these three seasons were up, we saw a real good 1-2 combo between between Prue and Phoebe. Especially in this episode, because the only person really riding for you is Prue. And every time you want to take out your frustration, it's on Prue.
Always. I'd have popped in them out. But that's just me and my anger issues. So. Maybe if this was like an HBO or Showtime.
If this was HBO or Showtime, Prue would have went to P3, grabbed a bottle from behind the bar, glug, 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 and then met somebody on the dance floor, hit them with them. Because you know she was always, you know.
There's a murder on the dance floor.
What are the tweaks you would make for this episode besides, you know, not having the Brokies in it?
I mean, I gotta say it, right? Like, the magical Negro and the lack of growth between the girls. Like, how dare you go back, meet Melinda, and you still don't know.
You were doing magic with apples and don't know nothing about nothing.
I'm telling you, if I was her, if I was Jenna, I would be so upset. Like, this is who have been designated the charmed ones. I'm telling you, I would be like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, and I would be texting you. I would be spending my minutes and my 5 cents to let you know what is going on in this house. My coven sister.
You know what? I'm going to take it back. First of all, we got singular, so it's after 7. It's not really that much money. So, you know, singular had to be different. Like, you know.
I remember that.
You know. That's
mm-hmm. AT&T, you know, bought them out. Yep.
Yeah, they, little orange man.
I would have been in the bathroom. He'd be like, what is taking us so long? Oh, it's y'all food. My stomach hurts. That's probably why they let her die.
Let's see. I would have Leo actually give a fuck that his charge died. And I would have Piper have a backbone. You would have
a passport for 24 hours later.
Only for her to be like, no, because I have this new power and I don't want to get anxious at that. Like, yes, thank you for thinking about the other people on the plane. But why couldn't you just orb? It's not like we're in the year of fucking Facebook where you gonna have to check in and shit. Who would have known that you didn't fly? Like, who would have known that?
The attic smells like melted flesh, and the first thing you did when you got up this morning was go to the house.
Yo.
That is wild.
These niggas are villains. These motherfuckers are really some villains. They are some.
Do you think, though, when Prue bites the dust, like the other witches are just like, you put in what you get out?
You know what? I'm rating this episode 7 Springer Show DVD extras.
Wow.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Springer.
Because this was very Springer-esque towards the end, where it was just like, you, was this your big plan, Cole? To bring me here on the Jerry Springer Show to embarrass me in front of everybody? Fuck you.
They were in the back like, yeah, you tell them, sister. I'm gonna give it 8 halfway houses.
8 halfway houses is fucking wild, my god. Rest in peace to Raynar, rest in peace to Tarkin. Y'all were real ones. Y'all were so entertaining, and
Tarkin was entertaining.
I wish you could sit around, but you know, we can't have no good shit.
Could you imagine if we had a full season of that, though? Of the writing that was Raynar? Oh. Or at least, like, half a season? From, like, mid-season to the ending? That would have been perfect.
It's weird because Daniel is the executive story editor for the entire third season. So, his hands were...
It was Daniel's fault.
Like, how can Daniel, like, give us this? And then a lot of the other episodes also were, like, products of his. So, very weird and uneven. I just think that, again, Peter did the plot lines and the dialogue. So, kudos to Peter. You did your job, bruh. Do you have anything for the people?
We're getting there. We have 3 episodes left. 2 episodes left before the finale.
Yeah.
Oh my. There's a murder on the dance floor.
I got nothing. I have to eat dinner to sop up all this jam jar that's in my system. But if you like this podcast, rate and subscribe. You know, 5 stars, 4 stars, you know, all that lovely jazz.
4 stars. What is that?
You know, I don't want to pressure people and be like, give me 5 stars, I'm gonna fight you. Like, nah, you know, maybe we say like a lot, and maybe that annoys some people.
Give me
maybe
5 stars, or I'm gonna fight you.
All right,
what do you mean? Give me 5 stars, or I'm gonna sick hurt on you.
We have video on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. So there's that, guys. Woo-hoo. I don't know if there'll be an episode.
I don't think there'll be an episode next week. We're both working next week.
Yeah, I was like, it's either going to have to be
Friday. Another
Friday or Monday. So I come back Sunday.
Okay, so we'll just wait till next Monday. You're the whole week in Atlanta?
Yeah, Monday to Saturday.
Bless you, my child.
I know. Not an ad. Bless you. Not an ad. But all these stress gummies. Not an ad. But.
Do they not put it in bottles anymore? That's smart.
This is from the Target travel section.
Oh wow. Oh, you might need something a little bit stronger than that.
Oh, we got that online. We do. We do.
Oh, okay. All right. Then.
Well, so much as we hoes, we will see y'all next week, baby.
Well, the week after, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yes.
You're so weird.
I know.